This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Oh, look, this is kind of one for all of us, I think.
Yeah, sure.
Who doesn't have a nice defense mechanism up their sleeve in life? We all use them from time to time.
I'm perfect, normal, and well-adjusted.
I didn't mean to project that onto you. What?
I'm kidding.
Look, projection is what we're talking about. I was having a chat with my trainer the other day, and he said, "You're projecting." And it kind of stopped me, and I thought, what am I doing? And he kind of explained it, that I was predicting my negative emotions about something and making it out like that other person thought that, when I don't know the information if that person thinks that. Anyway, it took me a surprise, and I thought, do I predict? And ever since that point, I realized I do this a lot. I think we all do it a lot.
Sure.
So let's talk to a psychologist about projection, get a better understanding of it and the defense mechanism it is, and maybe get some tips of how to either avoid it or...
Is there good projecting, maybe? Maris Deepers,
hello.
Good morning, Aaron, and what a great example, actually. That's a really good example of that type of projecting behavior. So it's really good of your trainer to spot that.
I know. And like it was, and I have to say, it has helped me of late kind of realize that sometimes my, you know, it's not just my internal negative thoughts. Sometimes I actually do voice them.
Yeah, that's right. And you're right as well in that this is something that we can all own and all probably get something from. It's a pretty common thing that we all do. And I guess, you know, to just frame what we're talking about, so the idea of projection is actually, interestingly, one that we don't use a lot in psychology at the moment, although it is very, very common. It was originally conceived of by a very famous Sigmund Freud.
Yes, okay.
And the idea of, and much like a lot of Freud's things, it has informed the development of a lot of theories and a lot of work, but we don't actually use them specifically as in the way that he did or people from his genre or era did.
Right. So
the idea of projection is that what we do is we take our own feelings and in particular that the way that we project and why we project is actually a form of a defense mechanism and helps us to relieve our own anxiousness or anxiety or discomfort from our own feelings. We sort of take our own feelings and then project those onto others or onto situations. And largely that this is a kind of an unconscious thing or an out of an awareness thing that we don't really know that we're doing. But by doing so, it serves to actually relieve some of our own feelings about that by making it someone else's issue and not our own.
Does that mean it's a good thing?
Well, it's one of those things, like all defense mechanisms that we have for reasons, that they actually help us to navigate our lives and things like that. But often they can, and particularly things like outsourcing our own feelings to other people, can cause us a bit of difficulty as well. So
I'd love an example
like
of this.
Blaming.
I kind of need an
really, really common examples of everyday kind of examples of projection, and even, you know, sometimes the assumptions that we make about when we interact with others, and we often put our own either beliefs or our own thinking into the other person's head and assume that that's the way, exactly the way that they think and feel as well, when it's often not the case.
So for example, would that be if I was saying, Aaron, I think that you don't like me because you think I talk too much and sing all the time.
Okay.
Even though Aaron hasn't actually said that to me.
Oh, this is awkward now.
Is that kind of is that kind of what projecting is in a weird way?
I guess a simple example of that, yeah, that's, you know, so nowadays we look at some of the actual types of thinking, the cognitions that occur, and so whenever we're trying to predict something that's going to happen, it's often based on our own feelings and our own thoughts and perceptions, and that's a really good example of what you were talking about there, Aaron, of kind of like mind reading in a way, where you put your own thoughts into someone else's head. And then, you know, respond to them based on from that place.
Well, I guess this happens more often than not because we all have different ways of seeing the world and thinking about the world. And so say I was like a manager of a group, I might think that, oh, yeah, everyone's on the same page as me because they all think the same. But really, I might be projecting that. They might all have 1,000 different ideas and might not actually, you know, my leadership might be wrong.
Yeah, or at the very least, you know, you may just be in two different places.
Yeah.
And so one of the really important things about being able to keep our projections and our assumptions in check is to actually continually seek clarification and try and find out where the other person or the other people are at in relation to us, and not let our own assumptions run wild and kind of actually frame the response. I couldn't help but realize when I was studying up for today's session that this actually occurs on an individual level in between two people. Sometimes it can occur solely within ourselves, where we project negative perceptions onto situations that we're going into. Mm. But it also informs some pretty big social issues and things like that as well. So some theorists have kind of, done a lot of work on understanding large social issues like racism and homophobia, and actually finding that in the vast majority of cases there's an underlying kind of fear that actually then projects and shows itself in those, extreme forms of hatred and things like that. So it can actually be a really big societal issue too.
Right. That's interesting.
Is there a positive way we can project, or is there, I don't know, what do you suggest we can do to be careful of this? Because this can be something that can stop us doing things, can harm relationships. How can we control this?
Okay, so any form of projection is a way of filtering our experience and a way of actually having our experience influence how we see others and how we interact. So like that, that's often just the vehicle. And it can sometimes work for us, or it can work against us. So, a really simple way of turning the table on this is to, really be careful of your own assumptions. And like I said, seek information from everyone else. Make really, really conscious the unconscious thing. So actually, asking ourselves and really, doing some exploratory work on, why do I think that? Why do I feel a certain way? Where does that come from for me? Is that influencing how I'm seeing and interacting? Maybe taking a third person point of view, which is often a really, really helpful thing. It helps us to cut away from, some of our own feelings and things like that, and actually, appeal to an invisible third person to try and see and understand what they would see and say about the particular encounter.
Mm.
And asking ourselves at all times, is this really about them? And how much of me is in this situation? Because like I said, this type of thinking is a vehicle, and it can either work for us or against us. So sometimes we might actually be able to turn it around so we can actually be taking good projections and positive thinking into situations and interactions rather than some of the less helpful ones.
Yeah. Look, I have to say, having become aware of it in my own life, it's helped me so much because it stops me. And I think, wait a second, is this just paranoia, or is this actually steeped in reality? And I think it's helpful to actually for people to kind of,
and self-awareness is probably one of the most empowering things we have as humans. Mm. And so any work we can do around that is really, really important.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.